You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574. Now, stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor David Yours of Maranatha, Church of Worship, the Word and Healing. What an exciting time that we're living in. And I believe that this is another opportunity that we can come, that I can come before you and teach you how to pray. But before we get into that, I just want to open up in prayer. Father God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, that with these lips, Lord God, we will praise thee. Father God, we honor your divine presence. We honor your name. Father God, we ask, Father God, that in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit would just lead us in this time. You said at the entrance of your word, it gives light. Let it give us understanding and a deeper and a profound approach, Lord God, to you, knowing, Lord God, that with you nothing is impossible. So, Father God, I bless the people, Lord God, that are listening, that their lives, Lord God, will be radically changed through the anointing that destroys every yoke. We bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we ask all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray, amen. Well, once again, I thank God that I have an opportunity to share this information with you. I believe that you've been listening. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for sowing into this ministry, for sowing substantially into this ministry. For those that don't know, again, we are Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing, and I'm Pastor David Yours. I want to encourage you to go on our website. It's maranathainter.org, and I want you to go on there and to learn a little bit more about us. Look at our vision, look at our statement, look at our mission statement, see what we're all about, and come and join us. If you're looking for a church where you want to grow, a church where your life will be radically changed, this is the place for you. If it's the place where you just want to stay where you are, you know, some people just want to go to church and they say, hey, I was listening to a pastor the other day, and he says that some people just want to go to church just to let them know that, hey, I attend the church, but not necessarily with growth in mind. But I believe here at Maranatha, it's a place where you're challenged with the word and that you use the word and then you go back into the workforce, into your family, and then you make a difference. I believe we can change the world just one step at a time. Amen. So go on to our website. And also I want you to visit us every Sunday at 10 a.m. on Sunday. And I believe that you'll get a dynamic word, a word that's inspired by God, that everything that we do is led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Glory to God. Well, last week, we had the opportunity to just share some things about Teach Me How to Pray, and we're in a series of Teach Me How to Pray. And even now, I want you to take out your notepads, and take this seriously, because imagine this. If your prayer life changes, you have the ability to change the course of your son, of your daughter, of your business, of your church, of your community. You can have an impact no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are. You just take a hold of these instructions and what we've been talking about and just apply it to your life. Make those adjustments. Come into the pattern of what God wants and how he wants us to pray. Glory to God. Now, last week, we talked about some things and talked about some keys to answered prayers. We talked about two pivotal scriptures. The first one was St. John's 15 and 7. And the second one, we didn't get a chance to go into it, was Ephesians 6 and 18. And the gist of the whole thing is that when we pray, we first of all, we abide in the Word. And as we abide in the Word, then we open up our mouth and then we speak and we pray according to what's written in the Word. In St. John's, just a recap real quick, St. John's 15 and 7, we talked about abide. Comes from the word meno. It means to stay in a given place. It says, abide in me, meaning Jesus, and my words abide in you. And then we ask what we will, and it shall be done. So Jesus was speaking. These are literally the words from out of Jesus' mouth. And he says, if you abide in me, meaning Jesus, stay, commune, then you allow his words. We defined that last week, how the words speak of rhema, inspired words, abide in you. Then you ask what you will, and it shall be done. We gave an example of the gardener in St. John's 15. Father God being the Father, the gardener, and Jesus being the vine, and the believers are the branches that are connected to the vine. And we talked about last week how all the promises of God are yes and amen. So if you could find it in his word, you can literally come into in agreement with his word and say, hey, Jesus, this is what you said. We also talked about the fact that the Holy Spirit and Jesus were both saying what they heard. And that's another thing that we have to do is that what you hear is what you speak. And that was defined in St. John 16 and 13, where it talks about the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own authority, but what he hears, he speaks, and he will tell you things to come. And also we talked about Jesus, how he also testified of that in St. John's chapter 12, verses 49. He says, I have not spoken of my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me the commandment on what I should say and what I should speak. So the key is that we have to abide. We abide. Why we abide in the words? We allow the words to sink into our spirit until it comes to a point where we believe. Then when we pray, we're praying believing that I am whole, young person. I am believing that I am healed. I am the head and not the tail. Glory to God. Now, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 16, we also talked about how he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And we define the word dwell. And then last week, we didn't get a chance to get into Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18. I'm just going to talk about it briefly, and then we're going to get right into some things that I believe it's going to be really good, some good stuff. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18, it declares, I want you to turn with me, please, 6, verses 18. It reads, let me start with verse 17. It says, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful of this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. 19. For me, the utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. In verse 18, it talks about how we should be praying. We should be praying always. Praying always meaning that we should be, it denotes a fixed position where we put ourselves in a position where we're praying always. And it says pray all with all kinds of prayers. And some texts it says with all types of prayers. That shows me that there are various types of prayers that we can be used. There are various prayers that we could use that's in our arsenal. That just like a military person that goes out and he had his gun and he has various instruments that he could use. In defending himself, we have various prayers. So we have to know which prayer to use in that particular time. Like, for instance, we have the prayer of agreement in Matthew 18, 18 and 19. Any two shall touch and agree, anything they shall ask, it shall be what? Done. We have the prayer of consecration. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, not my will, but your will be done. He dedicated his life to the cause of his Father. Then we have the prayer of intercession and we prayer of faith. So those are the certain things that we should be praying always with all types of prayers. And that's very important. Now today, this afternoon, I want to also share some things to you because a lot of times when we go into prayer, A lot of times we don't understand the concept of what we should be praying and how we should approach God. And we talked about that in the past. But a lot of times I'm noticing that when we go to pray to God, we don't give God a chance to talk back to us. We don't give God a chance to speak back into our lives. So I want to talk a little bit about that, about, you know, finding a quiet place and allowing time of silence to allow God to speak back to you. That's a part of prayer. Now, we notice that a lot of time when Jesus, we look at Jesus' life, he would oftentimes he would go into a solitary place. It means a place away from the busy activity. Enter into that closet. You remember him saying that? Find a place. Close the door. Shut off the texting. Turn down the phone. No more TV. Give God your undivided attention. Find a solitary place. And I encourage you even now. Yes, we can pray all the time. We could pray in the car. We can pray in a store. We could pray as we're walking and we're jogging. But when you're at home, I want you to find a place where you say, God, this is our special time. That when I get up in the morning, this is the place I want to spend with you. All right? So it says, enter into thy closet, a place to be alone with God. Turn off the lights. All right? And just allow God just to now speak to you. And what I'll also encourage you is to bring a paper and pen. What you're saying is, Lord, you're exerting your faith and say, God, you are going to speak to me. So I am prepared for the words, for the instruction, for the wisdom that you're going to speak into my life. He may be giving you instructions on where to invest into that business. Young person, he may be giving you instructions on which college to go to, on where to send those papers for the scholarship. For that young, for that mom at home, he may be giving you instruction on what to say and how to say and how to address your children, or that married person. You may have a marital issue right now. You go to that quiet place and you allow God to speak to you, to give you the instructions and the wisdom of how to address your spouse. Nothing is impossible. Trust me here. Trust me. Now, like I said, bring a paper and pen. This exemplifies faith. All right? Now, what happened is that God deals with us through the arena of faith. So when you bring your paper and your pen, what you're saying is that, God, you are going to speak to me. We have to literally understand the art of listening. A lot of times you may be hearing someone, but you're not listening. You're not giving special attention to what that person is saying. You're not looking at the body language of what that person is saying. So we have to know the art of listening. So now you're in the presence of God. You come before God. We have talked about how we should enter into his presence. Come before his presence with singing. That's very important. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Don't let the first word out of your mouth, Father, give me this. Lord, you know I need this. No. Address the Heavenly Father. Come to him and say, God, I adore you. I worship you. I give you the glory. I come before you and I thank you, Jesus. I worship you. All right? You're coming into a presence of a king. And nowadays, I've seen that a lot of times, even I look at some of the churches, we have lost that concept that we're just this flippant and just come before his presence in slippers and just water it down. Oh, yeah, he's just God. It's just another church, whatever it is. Not realizing that you're coming before Jehovah God. All right? Put on that the best that you have and come before him and present yourself in a manly. I believe if you're going with to the president or going to the prime minister, I'm sure you would not enter into that White House or wherever that palace is in flip-flops, in a t-shirt, in the stained pants. No. Give respect and give honor to God. All right? Now, so the thing is that we have to have this quiet place. All right? We have to now get into a place where we can meditate on God's word. Meditate on God's word. He says, how do you know when I get into the presence of God and when I'm getting to speak, if it's my mind or if it's God that's speaking? That's before that, you have to get into a place where you meditate on his word. Because when you meditate on his word, what happens is that your mind will fade away and the word will overpower in the mind, and then you will know that's God that is speaking. Now, prayer is communion and communication with God that touches his heart. If you were to define prayer. Prayer is also an earthly license. Remember we talked about that, the earthly license for heavenly influence. Heaven needs to heaven needs to, for you to give it license to impart or to impact the earth. Nothing happens in the earth realm without active or passive permission of a man who gives him legal authority. Very important, very important. We talked about how in Genesis 1:26, how the scripture says that when God was creating man, he says, let us create man in our image, in our likeness. That's important that we know that we are created in his likeness, because when we come into that quiet place, we have to know that we are created in the very image of God. Let me look at that real quick here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Pause for a second there. We have to know that God is a spirit. You remember when he was talking to the woman at the well? He says, God is a spirit, and those that will worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we have to understand that God is a spirit. Now, if we were created in the very image of God, that means that we are a spirit and we have a human spirit. Prove that, Pastor. I'm glad you asked. In Job chapter 32, verses 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty that gives him understanding. So Job makes it very clear that there is a what? A spirit in man. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we see that it was clearly defined. The scripture says, may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your entire, catch this now, spirit, comma, soul, and body. So the Bible now makes a distinction between your spirit, your soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body, which is the shell. All right? He says, be kept blameless. Now, go back to Genesis now. It says, let us create man in our image and our likeness. That means that we created a human spirit. And then what did he say to them? He says, let them rule. In other words, let them dominate over the fish, the birds, the livestock, over all the earth. Do you see that? When you get a chance to read it, you'll see it. It says, let them rule over all the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God gives us dominion over all the earth. He created a human spirit to speak like him, to command like him, and to rule like him, but here on the earth. So when we take a look at this right now, it says we are spirit beings that have a soul and lives in a body. Like, for instance, you have a hand. All right, you take your hand and you put it into a glove. The glove is not your hand, but you're just using that glove to maybe pick something up hot, to pick up something that's greasy, or whatever it is. But when you're done, then you slip out of that body, or you slip out of that glove. That's the same concept we have here, that God is a spirit, all right? And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But also we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in this body. So the real you is a spirit, but you have a soul, and you live in this shell or a glove called the body. Why am I saying all this? I thought you said we were talking about hearing from God and being quiet. I'm getting to it. Hold on right there. I'm glad you asked that, man. That shows me that you're paying attention. God speaks to us or communicates to us through our spirit. Let me say that again. God speaks to us or communicates to us through our spirit. So when we're in prayer, it is our spirit that's engaged and speaking to God. He does not speak to your body. He does not speak to your soul, meaning your mind, your will, or your emotions. But he speaks to your spirit. Very important that you catch that. Because a lot of us think that we're just body ruled or we're just body. You know, so we go to the gym, we take care of the body, and we spend time with the body, but we never take time to take care of our spirit man. Yo, the Word of God is spirit food. So every time you eat the word of God or eat spiritual food, what you're doing is that you're building that spirit man. Go to a church that teaches and builds you up from the spirit being. Not tickle your ears, not entertaining you, but a place where you can grow. All right, back to what we're saying. So you got distracted for a second there. Proverbs 20, verses 27. Are you catching it? All right, good, good. You're still with me. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, it says, the spirit of a man, see it says that? The spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. That's the King James Version. I know some of us, we don't necessarily like the these and the thous, but I like the these and the thous. That's where I sure as grow up. I grew up on that. Now, let's look at the complete Jewish Bible version. It says, the human spirit is a lamp of Adonai. That's just a very special name for our God. It searches one in the innermost being. Also, let's look at the Young's literal translation. It speaks of, it says, the breath of man is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all the inner parts of the heart. So God speaks to us, or he enlightens us through our spirit. You see that? So catch this now. Now let's go back. So the human spirit, a lot of times when you hear me say human spirit, a lot of times in the text, Paul may refer to it as the inner man, or the spirit of a man, or the hidden man of the heart. I would like to say the real you that cannot die. Now, when we communicate to God, the art of prayer is the ability to communicate and also to have communion with God. So let's kind of define what, you know, communicates, because we have to know what communication is. When I looked up the word communicate, it's actually a verb. It means to share or to exchange. It's not a one-way street where you do all the talking, where you do all the sharing. But when you communicate, you share or you exchange information. When I communicate with my wife, I don't just let her do all the talking, but it's a time for me to listen, but also it's a time for me to talk and to show that I am responsive or in agreement to what she's saying. So let's look at it again. Communicates, it means to share or to exchange information, news or ideas. It means to pass on or transfer. The key components is that you have a sender and you have a receiver. So when you come before God and you're praying to him, you're not just sending, but it has a chance where you now receive, where you give him a chance to speak back to you. Communion. Communion also speaks of the sharing or exchange of intimate thoughts and feelings, where you now get to the nitty-gritty. Yeah. And you now get intimate with God. A lot of times we have a surface relationship with God, but we never get intimate with God. Intimacy. You know what that means? Into me, you see. You see deeper into God. I hope I'm not getting too intimate for you there. Hold on. Just hold on for 1 second there. Hold on for 1 second. Now, in prayer, we speak to God and we allow God to speak to us. In other words, spirit is speaking to spirit. We do all of the speaking, but we never give him a chance, give him a time to listen to him. You remember in the chapters, my time is kind of running real quick here, so I have to kind of hurry up. I'm hoping that someone would just sow into this ministry and say, I sponsor this ministry so you can go to 1 hour, because I have a lot to share to you. So call us, 561-383-6574. That's 561-383-6574. And also go onto our website, Maranatha, Maranatha, inter.org, and sow into this ministry. Sow $1 million into this ministry. Yes, I did say that. I did not bite my tongue. I did say $1 million. So whatever you have, you may have $20. $20 counts. Sow it into this ministry, and I guarantee you will see a return. All right? Now, let's go back to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. And we see here, this is Elijah. And this is Elijah after he had had a thing where he prayed and fire came down from heaven. But also we see that he prayed again, and he prayed for rain. And there was a servant that was with him, and he says, go check again. And the servant went and checked, and the servant said, I don't see any rain. He said, go check again. And this went seven times, and eventually he saw a cloud of the size of a man's hand. That's Elijah that I'm talking about. We see here now he's now in a place where he's now listening for God's voice. In verse 11, it picks up and he says, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord will pass by, and great storm wind tore into the mountains. That means a great storm wind tore into the mountain. And by golly, you say, that must be God. And it broke the rocks and pieces before the Lord. The scripture says, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, in the earthquake. And then after that, it's just in a fire. But God says, I'm not in all of that. But it says it was a small, still, small voice. In other words, when you come into the presence of God, allow time for quiet time where you can hear his voice. And then you can allow him to speak to you through his precious voice. The scripture said, my sheep knows my voice. I believe it was Moses he was telling. He says, be still and know. Could it be that we are not knowing because we are not still? Be still. When you go into his presence, when you're praying, you do your praying, but also give God a chance to talk back to you. Be still. You may call it your conscience, but what God is doing is that he's speaking to your spirit. And then you hear that still small voice. It may not be an audible voice where the room shakes. It may just be like your conscience that's speaking to you. Invest in this. Spend more time in the word. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is, allow God to speak to you. Well, my time is out. And I had so much more to give to you. I want you to come and visit us this Sunday, will you? 10 a.m. or call us. You said you was going to call the last time. You didn't call. But call this time. 561-383-6574. And I pray that God will richly bless you is my prayer. God bless you. I love you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. God bless.
Maranatha Assembly International. A church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Christ Family Church. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, but we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Deserts wide and oceans deep, when troubles pressed us to our knees, you remain through everything. The song.